Yom Rishon B'Shabbes Parashas Shoftim, Shir 606. Reb Shalom Shvadron Zochein Levracha used to say over the story about the Ribnitzer Rebbe that he once fell down the steps in his yard, and afterwards he sat down on one of the steps and he didn't move. And people came over to him and asked him, "Does it hurt?" He said, "No, it doesn't hurt." So they asked him, "Why is he not moving?" He said, "Because he's trying to figure out why he fell." So Shalom used to say over this story, and one time he was in London, and he fell, and he got up and he left England. What happened? It was his last trip to Europe, and he was like 75 years old, and on Purim he was walking through the streets, and he tripped and he fell. And the next day in his room he fell again. So Shalom kept asking himself, why is he falling? So they explained to him that he's an older person and the blood pressure is not the way it used to be. And that's why he fell. He got dizzy and he fell. Abshalom kept asking again, why did I fall? Why did I fall? Finally, he stood up and he said, I'm going to discuss it with the Manchester Yeshiva. A short while later, Abshalom announced that they had decided that the reason why he fell was a lack of a karas hatayif. A friend of his had just married off a son in the United States, and he had been a big Baal Chesed to Rav Shalom, and he asked him to join in his simcha, but Rav Shalom was too weak, and he didn't come, and it was a lack of a karas hatayif. He should have gone. And Rav Shalom said he's going to fly back to America to be back in time for the last Shavuot Brachos. And that's what he did. That's how a Yid lives. We don't always know why things happen to us. But we have to understand that there's a calculation. Things happen for a purpose. There's a message. And even though Abshalom was old, and even though it should be normal that he should fall, he understood that there's a message from the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and he took the message.